Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome. This deep dive is designed for parents and teachers, really just to give you a quick summary of the source materials your students are exploring today in The Juice.
Exactly. Our goal is to pull out the key ideas and maybe suggest a few discussion points to help you continue that learning conversation at home or in the classroom.
We've got a really diverse set of stories today, everything from world records and AI to some pretty serious global issues.
A lot to cover. So should we jump in?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay, first up, a fantastic story about community and I guess a bit of a cultural mashup.
Mm-hmm.
This happened in Melbourne, Australia. A huge group, 374 bagpipers, all got together to perform an AC/DC song, It's a Long Way to the Top.
Which is just an amazing image, isn't it? And what I find fascinating is that the musicians ranged from, what, 9 to 98 years old?
98. And they didn't just pick a random spot. They chose the exact location where AC/DC filmed their iconic music video almost 50 years ago.
So it's not just about breaking a record, though they did break the Australian one. It's about connecting this ancient tradition, the bagpipes, with, you know, local rock history.
That blend of old and new is a great place to start a conversation. You could ask, you know, how can an old tradition or instrument stay relevant today?
Or even what skill they'd want to share with a large group.
Good one. Okay, so from music to applied science. Robot engineers are developing these tiny autonomous bat drones.
And these are designed specifically for disaster recovery. They're inspired by, as the name suggests, bats' ability to use echolocation.
Right. And here's where it gets really interesting. They fly in swarms, sending out sound pulses to map out, say, a collapsed building in the dark.
And then artificial intelligence translates those returning sound waves into data almost instantly.
So rescuers can pinpoint where survivors might be trapped. It's an incredible use of biomimicry.
It really is. It begs that question of where the best ideas come from. Is it nature or technology? Here, it's a perfect collaboration of both. A good thing to discuss is how we can use nature to inspire solutions to really dangerous problems.
Speaking of AI, our next story looks at how people are actually using ChatGPT. OpenAI says over 800 million people use it every week.
Which is a staggering number. And a Washington Post analysis looked at public chats to see what people are actually doing.
A lot of it is for productivity, as you'd expect. About 35% were looking for specific info, 11% for help with coding. But the tension point for education.
Right, the homework part.
Exactly. 8% of the conversations they analyzed involved students looking for homework assistance.
And that's the core of the ethical debate, isn't it? It's a powerful tool for learning, but it's also a very easy shortcut for, well, avoiding learning.
So a key discussion here would be about responsibility. What's the ethical line when using AI for schoolwork?
And that idea of responsibility connects really well to our next story, which is about the Rhodes Scholarship.
Right. The prestigious award for graduate study at Oxford. This year, 32 U.S. students were selected. And it's not just about grades.
No, not at all. The scholarship looks for, and I'm quoting here, great ambition for social impact. It's fundamental.
And you can see that in the winners. They're studying everything from military history and AI to global palliative cancer care.
They're all aiming to use their knowledge to make a real positive difference. So a great question for your students is, what's something you hope to do that benefits other people?
We also have a quote of the day. This one's from Selma Lagerlöf. She was a Swedish author and the first woman to win the Nobel Prize in Literature.
And her quote is, so long as there are interesting books to read, it seems to me that neither I nor anyone else, for that matter, need be unhappy.
I like that. It's a great jumping off point to talk about how reading can help us manage stress or, you know, difficult feelings.
Or even to discuss a character from a book who was really committed to making a difference, just like those Rhodes Scholars.
And for our last story, we're shifting gears to a pretty critical global issue. A severe climate change-driven drought is threatening Iran.
It's a very serious situation. Authorities are even warning about water rationing and potential evacuations in Tehran.
And experts are saying it's not just climate change. It's been made worse by long-term problems like poor infrastructure and overusing groundwater for decades.
To the point where some are calling it a state of failure, the environmental crisis has been amplified by policy failures, and that's leading to real social instability.
So this story really opens up a discussion about accountability. What's the role of leaders? What's the role of citizens when you're facing a crisis of this scale?
It's a complex problem with no easy answers.
So we hope these summaries provide some useful launching points for your conversations today, based on the material in the juice.
Thank you for taking the time to engage with us.
Thanks for listening to this overview of the juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.